Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Our text for today from the third chapter of 1 Samuel begins with an odd little story. It unravels in almost a comedic sort of way. The Lord calling on young Samuel several times, and over, Samuel fails to realize that it is the voice of God. Instead, he goes running to the priest, to which he has been placed to serve, to minister to, mistakenly thinking that it was this priest, Eli, that called on the young boy. Samuel goes to him to see what it is that Eli is in need of and how Samuel might serve him. On the surface, it might seem like a story of carrying out one's worldly vocation. But there seems to be something more to this odd story. When we peel away the layers of the story and its characters, we find that the house of Eli is one that does not and will not know salvation. And this is not just by a child's best guess. This is not by the words of a prophet or even an angel. Samuel hears from the voice of the Lord himself, who says, "The iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever." This house of Eli is beyond just being Samuel's neighbor to love. It is beyond being his enemy. This house of Eli is, in fact, beyond hope. Which made me wonder, if God were to appear right here, right now, and said to me that not a single one of you, here in chapel or watching online, that not one of you would eventually be saved, would I finish my sermon? Would we bother finishing this service? If you were in that position, if you were scheduled to give a sermon, but God said to you, not one of those that hear your word will be saved, would you waste your time? Would you silence your voice? To be honest with you, there's a part of me that says no, that I probably wouldn't finish my sermon to the end, that it might be better to just pack our bags, cut our losses, and head home. But that's not the example we're given in Samuel. Despite the sad fate of the house of Eli, Samuel continues to serve in their midst. He continues to serve this failed father in Eli, who allowed his sons and his house to fall to condemnation. He continues to receive God's word in this unholy of houses, in the midst of these unbelievers. And in the same way that the Lord continued to call Samuel, despite his failure to answer adequately, Samuel keeps the word of God known in this house of Eli, even if that attempt might seem futile. We have that example in Samuel because that's the example that he has in his Lord, in our Lord. We have a God that does not silence his voice at the first sign of disobedience or sin. God instead gives a promise of restoration right there in the Garden of Eden, following the very first sin. That God proves his everlasting love and steadfast faith as his people, both Israel and us, continuously fail over and over, and yet his grace abounds. A God who sends his one and only Son into human flesh, the very flesh that becomes the enemy of the Spirit of God, to become like us, to become for us. A Son who willingly leaves the heavens and leaves his Father's side to reveal not only himself to us, but to reveal his glorious plan of salvation, to become sin for us, to live for us, to die for us, to rise again for us, to become hope for us. A God who seeks the poor, the lost, the sick, that all might be gathered under the blood of his Son in his kingdom. A God who becomes manifest amongst sinners, us, that we might take hope in his resurrection, Jesus Christ, our Lord. But that hope of eternal life in him isn't just for some far-off future. It's for today, right now. And for what purpose? So that today and every day that we might make that hope of salvation in Jesus Christ known to all who are in our midst, regardless of who they are, be it our friends, our neighbors, or even our enemies, as the house of Eli was to God. So perhaps the story in today's reading isn't so odd after all. Maybe, in fact, it's a blueprint of how a Christian should live. That when the Lord calls on us, that we immediately run to our neighbor, especially that neighbor who is lacking in hope, to run to our neighbor, to seek to serve them in whatever way we can. This is what is modeled by the young prophet Samuel, because this is what is modeled in the Holy Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and communion in and with the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.